morning. So, earlier this week, I sent a little quote out on Facebook Messenger that just had my wheels started turning, and I thought it was really cool, so I shared it. And looking at it, I think actually like a whole sermon series could actually be preached off of it. But I'm going to just share a few of my thoughts about it. So I'm going to remind you what it said. The gospel is not about trying to wedge a little Jesus into our crazy lives. The gospel is about letting God bring redemption and the way of his crazy kingdom into our frantically dysfunctional patterns of living. Some things that came to mind. Number one, yes, Christian people live in frantic patterns of fear, anxiety, and distress. This was true of early Christians, and it's true today. It's the world we live in. Number two, because we live in the world and sin, error, and evil is ongoing, we have to continually allow God to bring redemption. Therefore, redemption is an ongoing process. I wish somebody would have told me this when I first became a Christian. I think it's something that we do not hear enough. It kind of reminds me of when I first started homeschooling. I had a mentor, and because she homeschooled and her kids were so wonderful, I thought, I want that. I want that for my kids. So about 2 years into it, I'm realizing that sometimes homeschooling sucks. And so nobody told me there were going to be tears and bad days and bad weeks, bad months. It's kind of like the Christian life. Nobody told me that I could have 3 bad years. Thinking about this, God knew that the world we live in would be a hindrance to our faith and our walk. So he prepared us. He knew we needed constant redeeming and constant reminding. He knew we needed a Savior. If you have your Bibles today, can you turn to 2 Peter 1, verse 3. Growing in faith. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him. The one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail to develop in this way are short-sighted or blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their old sins. So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Do these things, and you will never fall away. Then God will give you a grand entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's that constant reminding, constant redeeming. So if you've had a week like I've had, where you've disappointed people, you've fallen short, and you just flat out have felt defeated, maybe you didn't. Regardless, I invite you to this table of redemption to be reminded of God's promise, and that we do need a Savior, and that redemption is an ongoing process.